We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Tes Vav, Sif Aleph. Says the Ramah, based on the Machaber, who stated that it is prohibited to make a mechitza hamateres, a mechitza which allows you to perform some sort of mitzvah, whether it be to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, or to allow you to carry on Shabbos, etc., the Ramah says, if it is a mechitza which is just made for tznius purposes, for privacy purposes, then that one is allowed to put up on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comments, kagon lahafsik bein anashim lenashim kishashom min hadrasha. If people are listening to a shir, men and women, putting up a mechitza to separate between them is only for tznius purposes, and therefore it will be permissible to put that up on Shabbos. Based off of this, there is a discussion as to whether one is allowed to put up a mechitza in order to separate between men and women for davening. Is that a halachic mechitza, like the mechitza of a sukkah or the mechitza of an Erev, or is that only a mechitza litznias, which the Mishnah Berurah is referring to when he says a mechitza in order to separate men and women for a shir? I believe this is a machlokes Haposkim Lamaisa, Bizman Hazeh, between the Orcho Shabbos and the Lamatas Malachos and Rav Simcha Banim Kohn, some are Mekil and some are Machmir. There are those who suggest that it might be dependent on the reason for a Mechitza in Shul for davening in the first place. That is not for now. The Ramah continues, V'lachim mutar litlos vilon lifnei ha-pesach hafal pisha kavu asham. Therefore, it is permissible to hang a curtain at the entrance to a room, even though you are going to leave that curtain there, since the curtain is only litznias ba'alma and does not have a halachic purpose, therefore it is permissible to put that up on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is considered to be only mechitzas arai, even though you're going to leave it there, is still only temporary because it blows in the wind, and it also doesn't prevent people from coming in and out. However, if you were to attach it at the top and the bottom, and on the sides, such that it would not move at all, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be prohibited because it is a stimas keva. It is closing it up permanently, and therefore would be prohibited mishum bona. The Ramah continues, v'chein paroches lifnei aron hakodesh uvad shelo yase ohel begag tefach. So too, one can hang up a paroches on the aron, especially, says the Mishnah Berurah, since the doors are already there, so that what you're hanging up is only litznias ba'alma, it is not a halachic covering whatsoever. So therefore, one will be allowed to hang that up on Shabbos, says the Ramah, as long as you do not create an ohel on top as well. And the Mishnah Berurah then brings from the Magen Avraham, who says that it is permissible to hang decorative curtains on Shabbos, on the wall, decorative rugs, etc., on the wall, even if you hang them there for a lengthy period of time and they are not going to move, it is still permissible since it does not act as a mechitza at all. However, on this point, the Chazanish disagrees, and the Chazanish says that this would be an issue of Mosif al Habinyan, that you are adding on to a structure, and therefore it would be prohibited to hang up sheets and the like on the wall if they're going to remain there for a long period of time. This has tremendous nafkaminas for hanging items on the wall on Shabbos, and even for something like sliding the Mashiv HaRuach sign or the Yalav Yavo sign into the sign in Shul on Shabbos. Some say that that would then be prohibited because of this Chazonish. The Ramah continues, "Achein mutar lasas mechitza lifnei hachama o hatzina bifnei haner shelo yech ba'osan haruach." You can also put up a mechitza so that the sun doesn't get in, or the cold doesn't get in, or the light, or to protect the candles from blowing out, as all of these are not halachic mechitzos. Aval aser lasas mechitza bifnei or haner kedei sheyeshamesh mitaso. V'chein lifnei svarim kedei l'shamesh olaso strachav im lo shahayim bod yom tefach sh'azmer delahosef alei b'shabbos. However, one is not allowed to put a mechitza in front of a candle in order, one, to have relations, and one cannot put up a mechitza in front of the svarim in order to allow themselves to have relations or to go to the bathroom, unless there was already a tefach of the mechitza there before where you're just adding onto it, because these mechitzas would then be halachic mechitzas. They would be acting for a halachic purpose to allow you to perform certain action. The Magen Avraham comments that this is only if you make a mechitza which is 10 tzfachim high. However, if the mechitza covers the prevents the light of the candle from coming in, even without the 10 tefachim, then you are not making a halachic mechitza, and you don't really need the mechitza, a halachic mechitza there, you just have something blocking the light from coming in. So since the heter is not because of the shem mechitza, it is just because of the covering of the light, that would be permissible to make on Shabbos. And the same thing is true when it comes to the svarim, says the Magen Avraham. If you make a kisui, you are able to have tashmish or go to the bathroom because the svarim are covered, not because of the mechitza, which is up between you and the svarim. That too will be permissible to make on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who disagree with the Magen Avraham because lamaisa, it is this act which is allowing you to be able to have relations or go to the bathroom. So what's the difference whether it's because of the shem mechitza or because the svarim or the candle are now covered? Either way, it is still being matir you, so it should still be called a mechitza. Hamateres, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shas adchak, one can be somech on this Magen Avraham. Sharatzion explains, since it is only an iser derabanan of a mechitza sarai, we can be somech on the Magen Avraham in this situation. Based on this last statement of the Ramah, that as long as there was a little bit of a tefach, one can then add on to the ohel, there is a nafkamina for a stroller, if you hold that the opening the umbrella, umbrella of the stroller, the covering of the stroller, is a problem of ohel, as we'll see later on. According to some poskim, that is true. As long as it was open a little bit before Shabbos, you can then open it entirely. And as well, if a little bit of that was open before Shabbos, then you could add on the rain cover to cover the stroller entirely, even though that would be considered to be making an ohel. Since a little bit of the ohel was open before Shabbos, it is okay to add on to it to form a complete ohel.